corazón todo lo cochaya. Aleluya. Aleluya. We give God praise. We give God glory tonight. We celebrate, Father, tonight for the blessing of being able to fellowship together, for the blessing of being able to come together to hear Him speak unto us a word in season, a word that will catapult us into an experience of Him. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Tonight being the first night of our three nights of word explosion and prophetic encounter, our program that we are closing the year, we have believed God that He would do as He desires in our lives and as He has purposed in eternity past. Amen. Anytime the sons of God decide to gather before the feet of the Father, it excites the heart of God because there is so much in Him He would want to pour into us. Amen. And tonight, as we have gathered, we have made ourselves available and candidate to receive from Him. Amen and amen. None of us surely will leave this place the same. That means that each one of us is going to receive a deposit. We are going to receive a spiritual impartation depending on how hungry we are tonight, how big our desire is tonight. The Bible says that open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Hallelujah. How wide is your mouth open tonight? That is, how deep, how wide is your desire? What are you longing for tonight? Amen. What is your expectation tonight? Hallelujah. The Lord is here with us. We want to lift up our voice and begin to pray in the Spirit. I said to you yesterday when we had our last prayers, outreach prayers for the month, I said to you that in these 3 days or 3 nights of encounter, it is not going to be a performance where you come to watch Pastor Sam perform. It is going to be participatory. That means that we are all gathered here to experience God together, to experience the supernatural together, to experience the power of God's word together. So we all are participating in the meeting. Amen and amen. All of us. Satola bakaya sataras. So when we pray, pray with us. Listen, I'm showing you how you are going to receive a full benefit from tonight's meeting, from these 3 days or 3 nights of encounter. Listen, when we pray, pray with us. As the word of God is coming, open up your heart and receive. Amen and amen. Whatever we are doing, do not be distracted. Do not be distracted or you miss it. Hallelujah. The Lord is here with us. Makata grados, valelebata katas. Randa mazinde perelizo dati asasis. If you need to get to a place where you can pray, get to a place where you can pray. I want you to lift up your voice even tonight and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Listen, the things of the Spirit happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Suddenly, hallelujah. When you least expect, but it comes as a result of something that man has been doing for a while. You're going to lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the Spirit. Lift up your voice, begin to pray in the Spirit, even as we get ourselves ready. The service has begun. Amen and amen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. As you pray, bless the name of the Lord.
Strength is going to be released to you in these 3 nights as we gather. Strength will be released to you.
Amen.
The Bible says concerning Elijah, the Lord said to him to rise and eat. And he went in the strength of the food for 40 days. You will receive something in these 3 days that will carry you through the rest of the year. Come in here in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Kata golia tesia antakasis. Unda belia de deze librahatakas. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. The source of strength for the believer is the word of the Lord. So we are going to go into the word. As we were praying, many things were happening. Amen. As we're praying, I felt in my spirit wrestlings. We are going to deal with that after the word. Jesus, thank you, Father. Wrestling. Some of you were wrestling. There were some darkness that were wrestling with you over certain things. Amen and amen. You see, I know no better way for the believer to enforce and ensure his victory than prayer. I know no better way. And the scriptures show us no other way. Amen and amen. Therefore, prayer must become for you your bread and butter. We said this several times. Every believer knows the power of prayer. The only problem is our engagement in it. Because you see, there are depths of prayer that require sacrifice. You move from your place of convenience. You tarry. You persist. Hallelujah. You push through even when you are tired. That is how you enforce your victory as a believer. And as we're praying in the spirit, as we're tarrying in prayer concerning 2022, some of us were wrestling with certain things, wrestling with certain darkness over certain things for ourselves. Hallelujah. The victory is yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said the victory is yours in the name of Jesus. You see, God has made it absolutely and emphatically clear that no good thing would he withhold from you. So if there is any good thing that must come to you that you have not yet seen, then something else is blocking the way. And that thing must give way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say that thing must Amen. Give way.
That thing must give way.
Somebody say me, that thing must give way.
That thing must give way.
Tonight, whatever is standing in the way, serving as a blockade, we remove that thing in the name of King Jesus.
Amen.
I said we remove that thing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything blocking the flow of divine blessings unto you, we remove it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, there is nothing like niceness for the coming year. You must be a spiritual rogue. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We know that victory has already been given to us in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
We are not going to allow the enemy to take us for a ride and prevent us from experiencing all that Father has in store for us. Amen and amen. We give God praise. Let's get into the word. We say word explosion. The foundation for the experience of the supernatural. The foundation for the experience of the power of God in our lives. The foundation of experiencing God and all that is in him for the believer is the word. That's the foundation, the word of God. The word of God is a gate that opens you up onto spiritual experiences in God. Don't joke with the word. That thing you read in the pages of scripture, they are not mere words like other books you are reading. It is a gateway, a divine portal to an experience of the supernatural that transforms your life. Hallelujah. From today, see the word of God that way. Hallelujah. See the word of God that way. For you as a believer, your experience of God begins and ends in the word. Without the word of God, there is no experience of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is what brings clarity in your understanding of who God is. your understanding of how God operates, your understanding of what God would have you do. Amen and amen. So that you don't grope on in darkness. That's why we call the word of God the light. Amen. If you need illumination, it is the word. It is the foundation of our experience. So the man that walks in the word, walks in the light, and lacks no illumination. There is no confusion for the man that walks in the word. There's nothing like I don't know for the man that walks in the word. I don't know means there's confusion. Hallelujah. The word is the source of wisdom for the man that walks in it. So the man that walks in the word always knows what to do by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen and amen. In the coming year, you are going to read the word of God, what it is supposed to be in your life as a believer. Let it have chief place. Not only should the word be in your heart and in your mind, it should be on your tongue. Speak it, declare it, proclaim it, prophesy it. Hallelujah. The word on your tongue is the release of God's power. Let me repeat that again. The word of God on your tongue is the release of God's power. All of God's power is hidden in his word. And when the believer releases it from his mouth, that is the release of God's power. Hallelujah. So the question we ask is, what are you saying? What have you been saying? Have you been speaking words of power? If you are speaking the word of God, you are speaking words of power. And the power of God, when released, makes things happen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes things happen. We have a plethora of examples in the word of God. Anytime the believer proclaims, declares, prophesies, speaks the word of God, the integrity of God is at stake because God must honor his word. Hallelujah. And God always does. He always honors his word. Amen and amen. He watches his word to perform. So in the coming year, you're going to speak the word of God. You're going to proclaim the word of God. You're going to prophesy the word of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let the word always be on your tongue. It is the power unto transformation. Amen and amen. The word. The word, the word, the word, the word. You see, nothing is a mystery anymore. I keep saying this for the believer, nothing is a mystery anymore. No, it's not a mystery. It's only a mystery if you don't know. But we thank God. The Bible says that we use great plainness of speech because all things are made known to us. The Bible says it is given unto us. Jesus speaking to the disciples, he says, it is given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, when we know the mysteries of the kingdom, they are no longer mysteries, but they are divine knowledge that we have and we operate by. We know those mysteries. Hallelujah. We know the mystery of prayer, so it's no longer a mystery. Prayer is no longer a mystery. It is a divine knowledge we have by which we operate. Amen and amen. We know the mystery of the word. It is no longer a mystery. The word of God is no longer a mystery. The power of God's word is no longer a mystery to me. We know how God's word works. Hallelujah. The Spirit is not a mystery. We know who the Holy Spirit is. We know how he operates. We know how he works with us. It's no longer a mystery. Amen and amen. Spiritual things are no longer a mystery. They are all made plain and clear to us in the word of God. And such understanding will give you the upper hand in your life, in your experience as a believer, so that your faith is not only in word, hallelujah, but also in power. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not in words. It's not just the things you say, I mean, the kingdom, no. It's in power. Hallelujah. If we live in the kingdom, kingdom power must be demonstrated in our life. For one, the believer is born supernaturally. The life you have is what we call the resurrection life. Hallelujah. That same power that rose Jesus from the grave is what dwells in you as a believer. The supernatural is your daily experience as a believer. You have something that gives you the divine edge, the divine advantage in every situation in your life. Amen and amen. You need to start using it. You need to start walking in it. Hallelujah. The only problem is for many, they know about all these things, but they don't know how to put it to use to their own benefit. You see, we don't make God's word work for us. God's word works. God's power works. We don't make it work. It works. All we are called upon is to believe. The Bible says the word preached unto them, talking about the Israel, did not benefit them, did not produce the intended results because of their unbelief. Amen. He said, did I not say to you that if you believe, you shall see the glory of God? Amen. What is the proof that a man has believed? The Bible says, we also, having the same spirit of faith, we have believed, therefore we have spoken. When a man believes God's word, when a man takes God at his word, he speaks. Oh, shataka badiribino payas. He has said that I may boldly say, I may boldly proclaim. The man that has taken God by what he has said boldly proclaims. Hallelujah. Says, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what any man can do to me. Hallelujah. What are you saying? It is a revelation of whether you are taking God at his word or not. Listen, in 2022, nothing is going to be a mystery to you. Being a success in your life, in whatever endeavor you engage in, there's no mystery there. The Bible says, whatsoever he puts his hand to do, he prospers. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Someone nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of mockers. The Bible says his delight is in the law of the Lord. And upon the law, he meditates. The word meditate is hogar. That is, you are muttering. You are not just thinking and imagining. You are muttering. You are muttering. That is what meditation is. The Bible says concerning Isaac that he would seclude himself in the eventide and meditate upon the word. You will mutter the word. Hallelujah. Hogar in the Greek, in the Hebrew. Oh God, you are muttering, you are ruminating upon the word, you are speaking the word. Hallelujah. As you walk about, you are speaking the word under your breath. As you drive about, you are speaking the word of God. As you are in the shower, you are speaking the word. That is what meditation is. It's not closing your eyes and just thinking upon. In the scriptures, this is what meditation is. As you think upon it, you are declaring it, you are speaking it, you are declaring it, you are speaking it. Hallelujah. The Bible says he shall be like a tree planted by streams of living waters. That's the Holy Ghost. And you are planted in him. The Bible says there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. That's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And you are in the city of God. The Bible says you come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. That's where you dwell as a believer. You are watered by the Spirit. Hallelujah. He shall be like a tree. The Bible calls us trees of righteousness. That's who you are. You are watered by the Spirit. He says, who bears fruit in each season, its leaves does not wither. I speak over your life in the name of Jesus. In 2022, your leaves will not wither. Your leaves will not wither. Your leaves will wither. Your leaves will wither. Your leaves will not wither. Your leaves will not wither. You shall be fresh and flourishing in the name of Jesus. I speak over your life. You will be fresh and flourishing in the name of Jesus. All that you do, you will be fresh and flourishing. Your leaves will not wither. In the name of King Jesus, your leaves will not wither. I declare that your leaves will not wither. In the name of King Jesus, your leaves will not wither. Come alive in the name of Jesus. 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 Patolia takato satara. Yeto sotes. Kako sutas. Grenanda sonde zeria de dengese. Come alive in the name of Jesus. The leaves will not wither. You shall be evergreen. Antolia takes. Listen, the Bible says, and whatsoever he does prospers. Listen, if you will believe the integrity of God concerning your salvation, you must believe the integrity of God concerning the scripture. Hallelujah. If you believe the word of God that says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and you confess and believe you are saved, then you must believe this word also, because the same God that uttered with your mouth confession is made unto salvation is the same God that also says here, that uttered by his spirit these words, whatsoever he does prosper. I see you put your hand to work and prosper. In 2022, I see you put your hands to work and prosper. Your business will prosper. Your family will prosper. In the name of King Jesus, every endeavor of yours will prosper. In the name of Jesus, you put your hand to work and it will prosper. Hallelujah. I said, you put your hand to work and it will prosper. In the name of Jesus. You put your hand to work and it will prosper. In the name of Jesus. I speak prosperity over your life in 2022. Lack is far from you. Walk in abundance. Walk in abundance. Walk in divine provision. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, whatsoever you do shall prosper. That's the word. You wake up in the morning, you declare that to yourself as you step out in the day. Whatsoever I do prospers. That means that there is a grace upon you that makes things prosper. You have what it takes. To prosper simply means to do well, to move forward, hallelujah, to produce intended results. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. That's what he's talking about. That's for you, the believer. Listen, in this new year, decide that you're going to walk by your faith. You're going to trust in the Lord. You're going to depend on the sufficiency of God. Your life in Christ is a supernatural life. The believer's life is dependent on the sufficiency of God. We don't depend on our own sufficiency. The Bible says our sufficiency is not of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. His grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah. We depend on the sufficiency of God. Amen. Let no man convince you otherwise. Let no man. Make a resolve. Listen, others may think otherwise. Don't let any man talk you out of what you believe concerning the Lord Jesus. What you believe concerning what his word has said about you. Amen and amen. And what his word has revealed that he will do in your life. The faith experience is personal. It's personal. If God did it for A, he will do it for you. God is not a partial God. Under the same circumstance, He will do it for you. He is not a partial God. No. So let no man tell you otherwise. Shadaka talabadula batayas. Tell with me your Bibles. Katonde maziedusa adekas. To Matthew chapter number 19, verse 22. If the believer lives by the sufficiency of God, then that means that the believer must expect supernatural manifestations, supernatural provision, supernatural direction and guidance in his life. You must expect it. Expect it, because that's the life you've been called to. Expect supernatural. When we say supernatural, it's not like, don't think of the word supernatural like some crazy something happened. No. Supernatural means the Spirit of God manifesting all that God has planned for you in life. Because you're walking with the Spirit. Don't you sing that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Don't you proclaim that the Holy Ghost is with you? What is he there for? Whatever the Spirit does in your life is supernatural. That is, it is beyond the natural. Amen. And you see, from time to time in this world, you will face things that will require extra hewale. Well, my God, people, help me here. Felicia, you face things in your life that require extra strength, extra power. Amen. You face things in your life where your natural strength, your natural ability cannot suffice, does not suffice in handling that matter. And that is where you have one with you who is called the helper, there to help you, to show you the way. Hallelujah. To make provision for you, to direct you, to guide you. So you ought to expect it. Amen. Expect it. Hallelujah. Look with me. Matthew chapter number 19, verse 22. The Bible says, Jesus had just finished a discourse with a young man. The young man had asked him, you know, wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus said, go sell all your possessions and come follow me. And it was such a hard saying for the young man. So in Matthew 19, 22, the Bible says, but when the young man heard that saying, when Jesus said to him, go sell all your possessions and come follow me, the Bible says he went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, when Jesus made this statement, listen to the response of the disciples. When his disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, then who can be saved? That's the question they were asking. Because Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus previously has said that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. So the disciples are like, who then can be saved? This is such an impossible. To enter into God's kingdom then is so impossible. It cannot be done. No man can enter into God's kingdom. And listen to what Jesus said. But Jesus beheld them in verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things. Somebody say all things.
All things.
Talk all to me, faith generations. With all God, things. All things are what?
Possible.
All things are what?
Possible.
Now, why did Jesus, in this context, Jesus was speaking of salvation, that is, entering into the kingdom, becoming a part of the kingdom of God. That's the context in which Jesus was speaking. But Jesus made a telling statement. He says, with men, that is, if you leave this matter to men only, to use their natural ability, their natural wisdom, all that they know in the natural, to try and resolve the matter, they will not be able to do it. It is impossible. You can bring the best scientists, you can bring the best engineers to find a way for man to make his way into the kingdom of heaven. It is impossible. With men, the best of men, with everything they can do, you can bring the best of gurus around. It is impossible. But Jesus says, with God, not only this situation, all things, this and any other thing that is impossible with men are possible with God. Hallelujah. And why did Jesus say that? Because contextually, concerning salvation, Jesus knew what God was going to do by himself to make way for man to enter the kingdom. Hallelujah. So God himself provided himself a lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that when we believe in him and in the finished work, we may also share in the kingdom of heaven. So God made a way for man to enter the kingdom. Contextually, that's what he's talking about. But you see, it does not just end there. Because Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. That means in every other situation where man's limit is reached, there is something called God's ability that goes beyond man's ability. That makes the impossible situation possible because God makes a way. Faith generation, can I declare this unto you? In the coming year, whenever you reach your limit, whenever you reach a place where you are not able to figure out what to do, whenever you reach a place where you've done everything you know to do, may God make a way in the name of Jesus. I said, may God make a way in the name of Jesus. Amen. I see God make a way for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's becoming possible in the name of Jesus. Amen. Concerning your health, the impossible is becoming possible. Concerning your career, the impossible is becoming possible. Concerning your family, the impossible is becoming possible. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. I pray that may the grace that makes all impossible things possible follow you. May it follow you in the year. In the name of King Jesus. May it follow you throughout the year. In the name of King Jesus.
Amen.
Anytime you encounter an impossible situation, let that grace make it possible in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nothing shall be with God. And I love the way Jesus said it, with God. The word with there is para. That is together with God. And listen, the believer is a man walking together with God. Hallelujah. So that part is fulfilled for you as a believer. You are in divine partnership with God. You are not alone. So don't live your life in 2022 as a lone ranger, as if you are alone, you are the only person doing whatever you're doing. No, you are with someone who is superior, someone who is supplying something beyond your natural ability. So anytime you encounter a situation, all you need to do is tell yourself, tell your wife, tell your husband, you know what? Hold up. Let me consult my other partner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get into your secret place of prayer and begin to make the impossible things possible. With God, all things, not some things, not some things, not some things, all things, including the one you are facing now, even before you are entering into 2022. You are asking yourself, am I taking this thing into 2022? This one too is possible. I declare over your life in the name of King Jesus, whatever it is that you have been questioning God about, asking yourself, am I going to enter into 2022 with this situation in the name of Jesus? It is turned around in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is turned around in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Listen, with God, it is possible.
Amen.
A believer must believe. Listen, sometimes life hits us so hard and we endure certain things for so long that we become convinced, unbeknown to us, that nothing really is possible. This one, it seems like, you know what, there's absolutely no way. But you see, I love something the Bible shows us. The Bible gives us evidence of long-standing cases that turned around at the word of the Lord. The woman with the issue of blood, how many years? 12 years. The woman who had been bowed down with arthritis, 18 years. Hallelujah. The guy who was sitting by the pool of Bethesda all his life. Abraham, 90 years. Abraham and Sarah waited. There is absolutely nothing beyond God's power. The believer must believe in the possibility of all things in the coming year. Set yourself up. Make up your mind that all things are possible. You see, sometimes we say things like, you know what? See, for me, where I come from, you hear sometimes we say that a lot. See, where me I come from, things are this way, things are that way. And we don't know that unconsciously we are sabotaging our own selves. Do you know where you come from as a believer? The Bible says people not born of flesh and blood, but people born of God. You come from God.
Yes.
Where do you come from? You come from, you see, the truth is what will set you free from that kind of mindset. The reason that situation is persisting, the reason it is still there, the reason it seems you can't find a way around it is because of the thinking you are approaching the matter with. The thinking, the mindset. Change that mindset. Begin to believe in the possibility of all things because you are with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen. I love something here. In Matthew chapter number 14, Jesus, he fed the 5,000. The Bible says in Matthew 14, 13, when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by the ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them and healed their sick. Look at Jesus. When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion and he healed their sick. He healed their sick. Those that were sick among them, Jesus healed them. He was moved with compassion. Do you think Jesus has changed? He has not. He's the same. This same Jesus that was moved with compassion and healed their sick is the same Jesus whom we have believed. Hallelujah. He's moved with compassion concerning us also. In all things, amen and amen. Hallelujah. That sickness will not abide in your body anymore. I command it to go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I rebuke it out of your life in the name of King Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Fast forward, it was evening time. Jesus asked them, find something for these people to eat. Jesus fed the 5,000. We know what he did there. He multiplied bread for them and fed the 5,000. Right afterwards, in verse 22, the Bible says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before them into the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. Look at the behavior of Jesus. He went to the mountain apart to pray. In 2022, decide from time to time, seclude yourself to a solitary place and there pray. And the Bible says, and when evening was come, he was there alone. That means Jesus had prayed through into the evening. Into the evening. And in the fourth watch, that's in the night, he prayed through the evening into the night. Jesus spent hours in prayer. We ought to emulate that behavior of Jesus. That attitude of Jesus towards prayer. He spent hours in prayer. Jesus prayed. Everything is prayer. Never say to yourself, this one is not prayer. It's prayer. Pray. Amen and amen. Prayer does not exempt you from taking action. Prayer is simply a manifestation of your dependence on God. Hallelujah. After you pray, take action. Amen and amen. Wow. After you pray, God shows you the way. Take action. Amen and amen. Most times when we say we are praying about a matter, some people think that we are saying, you know what, we are relinquishing our responsibility to God for God to do something. No. We are simply activating ourselves in the power of God and we take action. That ought to be your approach to prayer. Pray. Jesus spent all night praying into the fourth watch of the night. He was there praying, communing with the Father, downloading the wisdom of the Father, downloading the mind of God, the will of God for him. That was what Jesus was doing. Anyways, that's not the topic for tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea. Remember, he had sent the disciples first into a ship and sent them ahead of him. The Bible says the ship was now in the sea. And it was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Amen and amen. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out unto them, walking on the sea. The disciples were in the boat. The winds were contrary. Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. The thing that is troubling you is under the feet of the master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The thing that troubles you is under the feet of the master.
Amen.
I said the thing that troubles you is under the feet of the master.
Amen.
And if you only know this truth, it will save you a mini headache in 2022. Listen, in 2022, there is no promise that life is going to be easy. As life has been, so shall it be. That is, life is going to throw obstacles at you. Life is going to throw hard times at you. Contrary winds will blow against you. The waves will be tossed against you. Your ship will be rocked left and right. When I speak of the ship, I'm talking about your life. Hallelujah. But whatever thing that is contrary against you is beneath the feet of Jesus, your master. And if it is beneath your master, it is beneath you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to take authority in the name of your master. Hallelujah. That's why he gave you his name. He says, go in my name. By the name of Jesus, all things succumb to you as they would Christ. If the wind and the waves were under the feet of the master, then they are under your feet too. You simply have to command them. Hallelujah. You simply have to take hold of the word of the Lord and walk on water like he also did. Look at this. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out of fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. They cried out of fear. But immediately, the response of Jesus to fear is always to cast it out. Give no room to fear. In 2022, give no room to fear. Anytime you are walking in fear, you are not walking in faith. You cannot walk in faith and fear at the same time. It's not possible. If you are in fear, you are not in faith. If you are in faith, you are not in fear. You may feel fearful. Proclaim your faith. Declare your faith. Speak your faith. The fact that you feel fear does not mean you should speak your fear. They cried out. They were speaking their fear. But immediately Jesus quieted them. That means that what is Jesus' response? What is God's response to us when we are speaking our fear? Does God begin to say, oh, I'm really sorry, my child, that you are afraid? No, that's not what he says. He's saying to you, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. That's what the Lord is saying to you. Fear not, only believe. In 2022, give no room to fear. Hallelujah. Give no room to fear. Fear cripples the possibilities of your faith. What does fear do? It cripples the possibilities of your faith. There's so much your faith can do, but it is because of fear that the power of your faith has not yet been unleashed. There's so much, the potentials of your faith are crippled by your fear. Cast fear out of your life. Amen. How would you cast out fear? By your knowledge of the truth. When you face things that are contrary to the word of God in your life, like the contrary winds and the waves blowing against their ship and all that, when you know the truth concerning who you are in Christ and that that situation is under the feet of Jesus, you begin to proclaim, you begin to declare, hallelujah. You begin to speak your faith concerning the matter. Amen and amen. Jesus said, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered. Now, there were 12 people in the boat, at least 12 people in the boat, because we know the disciples are 12 in the boat. But it was only Peter who spoke. In the midst of their fear, Peter spoke up. Hallelujah. Listen, courage is not the absence of fear. It is the capacity to take action despite your fear. Hallelujah. Don't let fear keep you in one place. Sometimes when you look at the statistics around you, it will put fear in your heart. You want to do something. You want to start a business. You want to go to school, better yourself, do this, do that. You look at the statistics around. You look at your finances and the things that you have, and it puts fear in your heart. Can I even do it? And immediately you write yourself off. Listen, in 2022, you are living by the sufficiency of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Not by your pocket. I said you are living by the sufficiency of God, not
Amen.
By
Amen.
And the Lord is saying, if you would make a move, I will supply all that you need. Hallelujah, to sustain you. Somebody did not hear that word. The Lord is saying, if you will make a move, I will supply all that you need in the name of King Jesus to sustain you. Amen. God Amen. Is waiting for you to move to release the provision. What are you doing? Move. Move. Why are you sitting down? Why are you staying in one place? Move. Hallelujah. Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And Jesus did not hesitate. He said, come. Now, when he said come, he wasn't only speaking to Peter. He was speaking to all of them in the boat. Even though Peter was the one who asked the Lord that if it is you, bid me to come. He was speaking to all of them, come. But it was only Peter. Listen, Peter had been able to move himself out of the fear because he spoke to the Lord and asked the Lord to bid him to come. And the Lord said, come. Listen, up until now, the Lord had not said anything about the contrary wind, the boisterous storms, the tossing waves. He had not said anything about it. That alone is a message to you. They are a non-factor. Hallelujah. In 2022, I said they are a non-factor. They are mere distractions. Don't set your focus on those things. The boisterous storm, the contrary winds, the things that don't go your way, they are a non-factor. They are mere distractions. Hallelujah. Jesus said nothing of that. Now, Jesus could have... There was another situation where Jesus spoke to the wind and the storm and they became calm. Hallelujah. When Jesus was sleeping in the boat. They've had two episodes like that before. One, Jesus was in the boat. And then they said to Jesus, carest not thou that we perish? Jesus rose up and quieted the storm. Says, peace be still. The storms became calm. Jesus could have calmed the storm here. Jesus did not calm it. He rather walked upon it. What is the message to you? Shata dalia tonde mazunde paria dadasa. Eprende mantosia ibadini no peli makonte baperias. Ah, dose itende muza ambrebo zidilibi da polia papa lia papa. Alicia, if the waters will not part in two for you to walk on dry ground, walk on the water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, walk on the water. Walk on the water. Walk on the water. In the name of Jesus, walk on the water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't need to wait for everything to be calm and cool before you make a move. Make the move. In the midst of the storm, move forward. Hallelujah. In the midst of the chaos, move forward. Hallelujah. In the midst of all the things that are contrary to you, move forward. If you're waiting for all things to be perfect, you wait forever. Jesus could have quieted the storm, calmed the sea, calmed the waves. He did not do that. We know he can do that because he did that before. This time he chose to walk on the water. With the boisterous storms and contrary winds, he walked on the water. In 2022, I see you walking on the water in the name of Jesus. I see you walking on the water by faith. I see you taking that step and walking on that water in the name of Jesus. You will not be stopped. You will not be hindered. I see you coming out on the place of doubt, coming out on the place of faith. And by faith, you are walking on water in the name of Jesus. In your career, in your business, in your family, in your finances, I see you walking on water in Jesus. Jesus said to him, come. And he was not really speaking to Peter, like I said. He was speaking to all of them in the boat. But you see, because Peter had come out of the place of fear, he could hear the voice of the Lord and follow it. Sometimes when you are in the place of fear, anything and everything the Lord says, you can't even hear. When the word of God is coming, you are not even hearing because fear has clouded your mind. It has blinded your eyes. You can't see. I pray that let every veil of fear upon your eyes be torn apart in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. May you begin to hear the word of the Lord clearly as it comes to you. They were in the place of fear. They could not hear the word that was coming to them. When I say they could not hear the word that was coming to them, it's not like they didn't hear Jesus say, come. They heard, but they did not hear. Let me explain that to you. Sometimes in a meeting, the same word that we are preaching, some hear and some don't hear, even though all hear. What do I mean by that? Some hear and receive by faith and walk with the word and see results. Others, because they are so clouded by their fears, even though they hear the word, they begin to approach the word from a different angle. I can imagine some of the disciples in the boat saying to Peter, Peter, listen. This thing is water. Jesus, he's the Son of God. You are not the Son of God. Forget this matter. You can't walk on water. Since you were born, have you ever seen a man walking on water? As for Jesus, we know him. He's a miracle worker. He's a son. In his birth, Mary got pregnant. It wasn't Joseph who impregnated Mary. It was the Holy Ghost, Peter. It was the Holy Ghost. Were you born by the Holy Ghost? And you claim you want to walk on water, Peter. I beg, sit down. I can hear some of the disciples saying that. Then the others who are so educated, they came and listen. I have a degree in marine biology, water aquatics, aquatics engineering. Peter, if the water was calm, maybe you may be able to walk on it a little bit, but you even start sinking. But with this boisterous storm, Peter, look at the winds. Look at the wind, Peter. Look at the wind. Even in this boat, we are about to sink. Look, you are about to step out. That's how some people talk. They are in the church. They are with you. They are full of doubt and fears and unbelief. When the word of God comes and you want to act on the word, they begin to say things to you that keep you where you are. Did we all not hear the word? So what do you want to claim now? You want to heal the sick? Hey! You healing the sick is only for Pastor Sam and, you know, those who are anointed. Those are the people who heal. You want to heal the sick. What do you mean you want to? You want to prophesy? You too, you want to go and preach the gospel? Have you not heard about the sons of Sceva? They went to preach the gospel. They tried to cast out devils and the devil whipped them. You go and try and see if you will not be whipped. They start even using the scriptures, contorting the scriptures to keep you down. They are the legalists. They can use the scriptures to keep you down. They can misinterpret the scripture to keep you down. I remember when I was when we started out in ministry, as a young man, I'm still young anyways. Amen. Somebody say Pastor Sam is young.
Pastor Sam is young.
Hallelujah. Amen. Those were the messages we used to hear a lot. You can go about casting out devils like that. And they always use the sons of Sceva as an example. Paul, I know. Peter, I know. And they'll use examples of big men of God. You know, that's what Pastor Chris, we know. We all know Pastor Chris. Duncan Williams, we all know Duncan. Those are the people. But you too, you want to cast out devils. Hey, when did you come? You go and drive me. If you cast out devils and you're not strong, the devil will come back to you and come and fight you and come and do this to you. They'll say all those things. What are they doing? They are putting fear in you. They are using this contorting scripture to put fear in you. But because you know the truth, you rise above their fear in the name of King Jesus. And I see you keep the sick. I see you prophesy. I see you cast out devils in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, in my name, you cast out devils. He did not say, after you become a pastor for 15 years, after you become a prophet, after you built a church of congregation, 15,000 before you can cast out devils. He says, in my name, you cast out devils. Priscilla, I see you casting out devils. Alicia, I see you casting out devils. Barbara, I see you casting out devils. Alicia, I see you casting out devils. Madonna, I see you healing the sick. Omi, oh, shato, bozo, tolo, boku, shata, baye. I release the power of who you are as a believer. Manifest the power of God in you. Cast out devils. Heal the sick. Preach the gospel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. The reason the sons of Sceva became beating drums for demons is because they were not saved. They were not born again. Jesus said, do not rejoice that the devils are subject to you in my name, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. That means that your name being written in heaven is what gives you divine authorization to operate kingdom power. And I submit unto you, brethren, our names are written in heaven above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says that we come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the innumerable company of angels, to the spirit of just men made perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whose names are written in heaven. He says, you count them. This man was born in air. That man was born in air. The day you got born again, your name was etched in the archives of eternity as belonging to Christ. And by that, you were authorized, divinely licensed to operate kingdom power. Oh, say with me, I'm licensed to operate kingdom power.
I am licensed.
Licensed to operate kingdom power.
Hallelujah. Yes, you are licensed.
Yes, Lord.
When you tell the devil to go, he must go. When you tell him out, he must come out. And he dare not try to do any other thing. It is only his deceptions that put fear in believers' heart. And sometimes, some of our men of God don't do good to us because some of the things they say put fear into people. And they rid the believer of their rightful place in Christ. Peter, you mean you want to walk on water? You go ahead. You mean you want to start that business? Have you done the calculations and listen, step out. Remember the word of the Lord. If you move, I'll make available the provision for you. Amen. This is the word of the Lord to you as you step into 2022. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let anything do what? Hold you back. They all heard, come. But because they were in fear, they responded to that word differently. Peter stepped out. And the Bible says, when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. And there are some people also in the church, when they hear the word of the Lord like that, it's not like they will discourage you or they will say anything. All they will say is, you know what, if it is God's will, it will happen. That's how they are. If it is God's will, if God has meant it for you, that's our dear. Father wills. Jesus wills. Step out in faith. Hallelujah.
Lord, amen.
What did I say? Father wills. Jesus wills. Step out in faith. He wills it for you. Oh, if it is God's will. And that is how they keep themselves where they are. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They know all the scriptures, but they never see the power of God manifest in their life. Because that's where they are. They've used it is God's will to cover their fear. If it is God's will. It is God's will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God's will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. The Bible says Peter stepped out and began to walk on water. Could you imagine that? Peter was walking on water. As the master was walking on water, Peter was walking on water too. To go to Jesus. He had his gaze on Jesus. He had his eyes fixed on the one who called him out to come. Hallelujah. Listen. Jesus is calling us to come in 2022. Mm. Big generation, come out. Hallelujah. As we embark on all the ministry works, Jesus is calling us, come. The things you want to do and you are asking yourself, is it possible? Can we do it? Jesus is saying, come. Jesus was doing the impossible. He's calling us to also come and do what is impossible with men. Amen and amen.
Amen.
In faith generation, we have responded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have responded. In 2022, our impact will be greater in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said our impact will be greater in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Water like our master. In the name of Jesus, we will do the impossible like our master. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One key thing. The Bible says in verse 30, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. When he saw the wind boisterous. Now, if you notice, right from the beginning of this very description of what was happening, the Bible tells us the winds were boisterous. When Peter was in the boat, before he asked Jesus to bid him to come, the winds were boisterous, the winds were contrary, the boat was being tossed. In the midst of that, Peter still came out of his fear and asked Jesus to ask him to come out. And he believed the word and he stepped out based on the word. What Peter was walking on was not the water. He was walking on the word come from the master. Hallelujah. He was walking on the word. The word was what was keeping him. The word was what was sustaining him. The word of God to you tonight is what will sustain you through the year.
Amen.
Peter was walking on the word, not on the water. That was what he was walking on. And if you walk on the word, you walk on water. Hallelujah. That is you, the seemingly impossible with men. But the Bible says, when he saw, that means that before that, the Bible tells us he walked on water to go to Jesus. That means his gaze was fixed on Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, sometimes we step out in faith. And as we move forward, we begin to reconsider our decision because of certain blockades, obstacles, hard times we begin to face. As you are hearing the word of God right now, the word has imparted faith into your heart that even in spite of and despite all the things around you that are not yet perfect, despite all the obstacles and contrary things around you, you believe the word of God and you are stepping out. But after you go 2 months, 3 months, certain things continue to persist. And you begin to re-question yourself, was this really God's will? Then those people who kept saying to you in the church, if it is God's will, then if it is not God's, then you begin to, was it really God's will? Maybe I missed God. Maybe this, maybe that. Listen, don't give room to that. The moment you begin to consider the boisterous wind, you allow the boisterous wind to inform your faith. You begin to sing. The Bible says, he was afraid. Fear came back again. Peter came out of fear. But when he took his eyes off Jesus to notice the distraction, the boisterous wind, fear came back again. And the devil is always doing that. He's seeking to reintroduce fear into your heart. Give him no place. Hallelujah. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Give no place to the devil. Sometimes those fears and things come from people who are even close to us. Times are tough for you at home. You go, you come back, and your wife is saying to you, hey, so today too, you came back like that, empty-handed. Sometimes the way some women talk, they talk like Job's wife. Curse God and die. Women in faith generation, you not talk like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are
amen.
Wise women like Abigail. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You are wise women like the Proverbs 31 woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are wise in the name of Jesus. You encourage, you don't tear down. Hallelujah. There are some people, that's how they are. They'll come to you and start saying all those kinds of things, and you begin to reconsider. When he noticed, he was afraid. Fear entered, and immediately he began to sink. You see, fear, Peter was walking on the word. His faith was in the word. He had taken Jesus at his word. The moment he gave room to fear, I said to you, you cannot walk in faith and fear at the same time. The moment fear entered, faith was not there. So Peter was not walking on the word anymore. And he began to sink. And he cried out to the Lord to save him. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, thou of little faith, why did you doubt? Listen, you came out of doubt, you came out of fear, and you stepped out in faith, following the will of God for your life, following the plan of God for your life. Don't allow doubt to creep back into your heart again. When things don't go right, that's not the time to start entertaining. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Stop doing that maybe thing. There's nothing maybe there. Keep moving forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did I say? Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Don't give room to doubt again. Don't give room to fear again. Listen, the higher you go, the more the attacks of the enemy against you. Every new level has new obstacles that you will face. Stronger things that will come against you. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we are bashing leaders, it's because we are not a leader. But if you are working at the level where they are, you understand why sometimes they make the decisions they make. So be gentle with them. Because you don't know what they are facing. You don't know what they encounter. You don't know what they are seeing. So be gentle with them. Hallelujah. The higher you go, the more difficult it is. But if you hold on to your faith, it will stand upon the word you believe from God. Tonight you have heard the word of the Lord, and you are going to walk on this word. Remember this word. Let it carry you through. So you keep listening to it and listening to it and listening to it. When fear wants to creep back into your heart, you go back and listen to it again. Listen to it again and let faith arise in your heart and keep walking on water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Say, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I am moved only by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Amen. Listen,
the miracles of God are out there when you come out of your doubt and your faith. That's where you begin to see the miracles of God. Unbelief never produced any miracle. Fear never produced any miracle. There's no place in the word of God where I saw fear. Oh, and God saw their fear and did something for them. No, I've never seen people afraid and God did something for them. I've never seen that in the Bible, unless you show me. Fear never produced a miracle. Fear never turned the impossible into possibilities. Unbelief, doubt never produced any miracle. Never. Only faith. Step out in faith. That is taking God at his word. In 2022, that's what we are going to do, Faith Generation. That's what we are going to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not going to sit idle. You're not always going to just hear the word of God and just hear the word of God. You're going to take hold of the word of God and run with it. And run with it. And run with it. And run with it. Hallelujah. When you step out. When I said to you this coming year, we are going to start our we're going to start our multi-city meetings. We are stepping out in faith. Amen and amen. There are a lot of questions that, hey, so Pastor Sam, how are we going to do? We are going to do it. Amen and amen. We're going to do it. You'll be seeing me coming to you. We'll gather together and we'll fellowship. Hallelujah. We're going to start it. And from there, it's going to grow. Amen and amen. What do you think we've been doing all these years? We've been preparing ourselves to engage in ministry. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Hallelujah. And everything that I've said to you, that this is a training ground. You are being trained. All of us being trained to be able to disciple others. So if in Austin we gather, as we grow, Felicia in Austin is being trained. Felicia, you'll be running that. You'll be heading that. You'll be teaching and preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Discipling the souls over there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we are in Chicago. Hallelujah. As it begins to grow, Felicia and Adodo, you'll be preaching, teaching, and raising the disciples there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Canada, Elder Ben and Sister Obi are there. Amen and amen. In Florida, Elder Marin and Sister Tolson are there. Hallelujah. Together with Itza. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yes. Mr. Fumi is saying, Pastor Sam, don't forget me. Fumi, yes, you are there. Fumi, together with Felicia and Adodo in Chicago, you've been doing the work of the Lord over there. Say, Pastor Sam, you mean me? Yes, you. Yes, you. Don't listen, Kate Daye. This is the word of the Lord to us tonight. Move. Step out in faith. Sometimes you are waiting to see the full picture. You will never see the full picture. You never see the full picture. But as you have believed the word of the Lord and you step out, it will begin to unfold. That word will continue to unfold the plan of God for you. And every step of the way, the Lord will guide you. God is not one to lead you and leave you so that you become a laughing stock. That's not who God is. The integrity of God is at stake. Hallelujah. We are stepping out. Amen and amen.
Oh, amen.
I said we are stepping out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why the word of God you are hearing, begin to step out in faith and put it into practice. When you see somebody sick, lay hands on the person and begin to speak healing to the person. When you see somebody troubled and tormented with demons, cast out that devil. When you see someone, preach the gospel to the person. Hallelujah. Encourage the person with the word of God. Teach the person. Sometimes call your friends, your family members. You know what? Today, this is what Pastor Sam taught us. Everything I taught, take it and teach those people too from your notes. Hallelujah. Teach them. That is how you are putting the word of God to practice. Elder Ben teaches everything Elder Ben taught. You write it down. You go by, say what? Today, this is what we learned. You teach them too. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Yes, you're doing the ministry. You're engaged. You're stepping out. Hallelujah. Don't let anything hold you back. What did I say? Don't let anything hold you back. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Based on the word you have heard, lift up your voice and begin to pray and begin to declare to yourself and speak into the new year. Speak to yourself. Cast out every form of fear out of your heart. Cast out every form of